These security checks in the Pakistan's federal capital Islamabad highlight the heavy price ordinary people are paying in the US-led so-called war on terror. But now there is a hope for the people of Pakistan as the new government is in process to mitigate their suffering. At a high-level meeting attended by the country's top civil and military law enforcement agencies, the government has decided to overhaul the national security policy. At a news conference, the country's interior minister told reporters that a new task force is being established to recover the missing persons.
The issue of missing persons is a very complicated matter. But our position on this issue is very clear that it is the responsibility of the government to protect the citizens. The new task force will ensure to trace out all the missing people.
Thousands of Pakistanis are believed to have gone missing since the country joined the US-led so-called war on terror after 9/11 attacks. A judicial commission is already working to recover the missing persons. However, families of missing persons say the commission has failed to bring back their loved ones. In another major policy decision, the government has decided to withdraw paramilitary forces from the security duties of important personalities except the President, Prime Minister and the country's Chief Justice.
Removing of herders or the checkpost from the road is a good step, but simultaneously to protect the life of the people, government has to come up with some very clearly crafted and described policy how they will maintain the law and order.
The government says it will formally announce the new national security policy after the approval of the parliament.
Pakistan's security agencies recently told the Supreme Court that close to 50,000 Pakistanis have died in terrorist attacks ever since the country joined the so-called US-led war on terror in 2001. These figures lead many people here to conclude that pulling out of the US alliance will only restore peace in the country. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.